by legal counsel, Mr. Griffin. This ordinance is required by state law for us to have, for us to adopt some version of source water protection into our code and to attempt to get that done before the end of this year. So you have in front of you the ordinance that is truly the combination of two compilations. First of all, the Citizen and Technical Advisory Committee that you assembled nearly 2 years ago have worked very diligently since April of 06 to assemble the content of their opinion in serving this need for an ordinance to protect the groundwater supplies for public drinking wells and for excellent recharge areas in Sussex County. Their work has then been aligned into draft ordinance form by our legal counsel, Mr. Griffin. You have that before you. I can tell you that I know we've been back and forth with this a couple of times, and the committee submitted their draft to you, and DENREC then made some comments that they felt needed to be added to the ordinance. We went back after those comments, we went back to the committee and asked them to review DENREC's comments. They did that. I think they did a thorough job of analyzing their work versus DENREC's recommendations. They then made a few adjustments to the draft, brought it back for final consideration. So you have the ordinance in front of you. I also, if you would like me to, I'll try to answer questions or perhaps review how this ordinance has changed since DENREC's comments. And we also have Doug Rambo here, who is an engineer with the Delaware Division of Natural Resources and Environmental Control, if you'd like to question him.
Well, why don't you bring him up?
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Mr. Rambo?
Up here and see if he can...
Well, that'll just, give us what the
okay,
what the difference is between what the committee actually did the first time and then after DENREC.
And Doug, you can correct me. I have, sure. I have listed four areas that I believe DENREC focused on. One was they felt that the due to the Delaware Source Water Protection Plan, which was approved by the EPA, it calls for a clearance area of 150 feet around all wells, and our committee didn't go quite that far.
That's correct.
That's one area. DENREC also recommended that the impervious cover limitations that we have applied to the excellent recharge areas probably should also be applied to the wellhead recharge, the wellhead recharge areas. The flow models that would be approved in this ordinance should be approved by council only after you've had the benefit of an expert to assist you, rather than it being just your approval without that. And also, they cautioned us in one area of the ordinance where there are a number of experts listed in certain paragraphs that can be used for consultation and clearance, and they felt it would be smart for us not to allow an engineer to be qualified or a geologist. If an area requires a geologist's expertise, that where there could be some professional problems with that if we relieved that word engineer in as an option. Those are the ones that I recognized, and Mr. Rambo could.
Yes, you are correct, Hal. Let's see. In reviewing the ordinance in its current form, there are a lot of improvements that the department has observed. Let's see. For the most part, the department likes the protections that the county has provided for the excellent recharge areas. We would like to see those extended to wellhead protection areas, mainly because in the current ordinance, wellhead protection areas are only covered by what is called the county safe zone. And for a confined aquifer well pumping greater than 50,000 gallons per day, that's a 100-foot radius around the existing wellhead. And by state wellhead protection area standards, a confined aquifer well is going to get a wellhead protection area of 150-foot radius minimum. So it's falling about 50 feet short in the radius category. And when you look at it, that's about 56. The 100-foot radius around the well only covers about 44% of that 150-foot radius wellhead protection area. So we would like to see that bumped up to 150 feet.
Which is there a particular section you're referring to?
Okay, that would be.
I think he's got some highlighted stuff here that we're looking. I'm looking at.
Right. Page two, maybe.
Yeah,
page
it would four. Be.
Two.
89-6, section C and D.
What page?
C, 4 and 5, C and D.
What I tried to give you, gentlemen, was the drafted ordinance before Mr. Griffin wrote it up
and the letter
and highlighted it. And then I gave you the letter from Kevin Donnelly. Right. And I've tried to tie the two together so you can follow Kevin's comments. I numbered some of the yellow comments on Kevin's letter. I've numbered 1 and 2, and they cross over to the ordinance to show you where they in fact line up. And then the green that's in here are comments that have been made by Kevin Donnelly, but not necessarily adopted by the committee. Okay, that's what I'm trying to do. Just show you.
We're starting with questions.
Well, okay. Jim had a question, I think. You all right with that, Jim?
So in 89-6, on the bottom of the page, near, is it B2, where it says 100-foot, a safe zone of no less than 100-foot radius, you're DENREC's recommending that be 150?
Yes.
And where is the next place you're recommending that be 150?
For 150-foot, that would also be under section 89-6D, number 1.
Okay, next page.
For public water supply wells with a capacity of less than 50,000 gallons per day,
okay,
which draw from a confined or unconfined aquifer. Again, the minimum state wellhead protection area, which we've applied for these areas, is 150-foot radius. We would like to see it extended from the 20-foot area that's listed here to 150 feet.
Are you saying that's state law now, or is that just recommended?
The State of Delaware Source Water Assessment Plan, which has been approved by EPA and is codified under 7 Delaware 60, 80 through 84, shows that the minimum wellhead protection area should be 150 feet. So by reference,
it's a reference only, though.
Yes.
Right. It's not law. It doesn't have any backing, or you guys would enforce it already, right?
Right.
Correct.
The committee, I'm glad you asked that question. The committee asked many times through their work, what is the minimum required by the law?
Right.
And
that's where I want to leave.
We got recommendations, but we didn't get very many substance of law. So I think what Mr. Rambo is trying to explain is, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, is that this 150 feet is part of the Delaware source water protection plan.
Correct.
That's been approved by the EPA.
Right. Well, basically.
But it doesn't make it law.
We were mandated by DENREC to pick a committee.
Right.
And we each selected two individuals for that committee.
Correct.
And we had some, we intentionally put some challenging personalities on the committee. And
they worked hard at putting this together.
They did. But DENREC basically said, we have a plan in effect for wellhead protection.
Right.
And we basically want you to look it over, put your seal on it, send it back. And then when basically the public or someone has concerns, call DENREC, they say Assessors County's wellhead protection plan. The committee worked diligently, and we had a consultant that was here for a brief period with a meeting, and then
right. They
went on about their business. And then the committee continued to meet.
Right, the committee chose to work without the benefit of the consultant.
And once that occurred, the committee's been through it. Mm-hmm. And if what DENREC is saying here in their letter and also the document they provided, it's right back to what they sent down here the first day before the committee ever met.
Right.
There's nothing changed.
The law says that we must adopt a source water protection ordinance.
So we can adopt it with the recommendations of the committee that spent endless hours on this thing. And then, as we've always been advised by legal counsel, stronger covenants prevails. So if our law is weaker that we desire to have on the books and theirs is stronger, the end user has to go by the law anyway. Correct, Mr. Griffin?
Yeah, I think that's right.
Well, this will, when adopted in whatever form, this will be the ordinance for Sussex County.
But if DNRAC supersedes, their law supersedes it with state law that say we say 100 foot and they say 150, stronger covenants is going to prevail and they're going to have to do the 150 anyway. Correct?
I think the difference is I don't think the Delaware Source Water Protection Plan approved by the EPA is Delaware law.
It's an assessment.
It's right, exactly.
And what the
reason... This committee asked that question over and over and over.
The reason the counties are being told to adopt ordinances before the end of the year is that this will be the first ordinance on the books that will for Sussex County.
Correct.
Right.
In that regard, it is a step forward because it is an ordinance that has some regulation in it, which we had none prior.
But what we're trying to show you is what the committee recommended, what DNRAC recommends, and let you decide what number of feet you want to put in there for the protection.
But that was the whole gamut from the start. I have the paperwork from the first meeting that Mr. Hughes was here and Kevin Donnelly, and they give us the paperwork, and it's exactly after the committee spent all this time.
Well, of course, DNRAC would like this county and all the other counties to
adopt. You might
adopt
see some benefit to go somewhere in between
features that reflect
that's what I'm
their
saying.
Source
if,
water protection
what I'm saying
plan.
This morning is the committee wasted their time if we just take and take the DNRAC request, put back in, because that's where it started at.
The committee is a committee.
I don't agree with that, sir.
Okay, well, that's your business.
Basically, what you could do is afford the excellent recharge area protections that are in your ordinance to the wellhead protection areas and do that from the edge of the safe zone out to the edge of the wellhead protection area. They are not as restrictive in the no construction.
Is this just the impervious part?
Right.
They're not as restrictive in the no construction in that safe zone, yet they offer protection to the wellhead protection area.
What our committee recommended in the excellent recharge areas for non-pervious.
That's the safe zone?
Yeah, that's beyond the safe zone.
Okay.
What they recommended is pretty much what the state's plan asks for in that regard. In excellent recharge areas, our committee came back with recommendations pretty close to the state's plan, correct?
Yes.
The difference is they didn't apply it also to the wellhead areas. That's what the state is saying. We'd like to see those same impervious limits applied to the wellhead recharge areas, and our committee didn't agree with that.
But that was a concern we had before we even got a committee.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
So you've got a blend going here. So it's your call as to which way you want to go and how far.
Right.
Because right now, it's like for private individuals, which I know we're not really dealing with here because of the gallons and everything like that. It's 100 foot from septic tanks and those kinds
yes.
of things right now.
Right.
This is for public drinking water.
Right. I understand that. Right.
And it seems to be very important to protect. When you think in 20 feet, seems to be a little
it's 100 foot.
On the shy side here and one that one area.
On a well that delivers less than 50,000 gallons a day, the limit proposed in our ordinance is the 20-foot radius around the well.
Right. And they're proposed, and he'd like to see 150 feet.
Correct.
So somewhere maybe between there we ought to compromise. 20 feet seems a little shy when we're trying to protect public water supplies. Could a community like a subdivision have something of that size? Who would have a well of that size? Give me an example.
Some of the concerns are that Lewis and Rehoboth have public drinking wells for their cities outside of the city's jurisdiction.
Yes,
in the county area.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And so there you have municipalities that are drawing water from an aquifer in a well field that's not in their own jurisdiction.
Right.
Happens all over the place. It's not just in this county. It happens all over the state,
right.
All over the country.
Well, towns have had to go outside. It's
correct.
Obvious.
Correct. The aquifer took them outside their city.
Right.
Those cities have some exposure to whatever your regulation affords them.
And all we're recommending is 20 feet in that area?
If it's less than 50,000 gallons a day.
Give me an example of something.
That would be more like a daycare center.
Yeah, a daycare center, a restaurant might use less than 50,000 gallons per day. A school, those are what you're looking at for those type of wells. For City of Rehoboth and Town of Lewis, they have the 100-foot buffer around the well. But for a description of the Town of Lewis, their wellhead protection area for their five wells is approximately 320 acres. The 100-foot buffer around each of their five wells would only protect 3.46 acres of that 320-acre wellhead protection area. You're looking at 1% of the wellhead protection area being protected.
And what DENREC would like to see is that extended from 100 feet to 150 feet.
Just additional 50 feet there.
Right, on that size well. But there are also subdivisions that may have their own well.
Right,
say
right.
A subdivision of 50 or 60 homes may have a well field, and that
it could be less than 50,000 gallons a day.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. It could be less than. It could be more.
But a subdivision of a small subdivision could be that.
Could be.
Yeah. Well, you could have a town. You could have two or three. Is it per well or per volume?
Per well. The wellhead protection area is done per well.
Per well, because you could have a town that would have three or four wells that could.
If you make that footprint grow, you could have a well here and a well on the other side of the room, and then you get 150 feet each one, and you've got a pretty big area. That could happen, and does happen in some cases.
Well, we ought to try to do the right thing, gentlemen. So, I mean, I'm just trying to figure out, you know, in some of these numbers, going from 100 feet to 150 feet, it's not extreme, not out in rural areas where 50 feet's not...
Not in rural areas.
Now, 50 feet's not much
bigger
than this room.
But once you pass it, it has no... There's no...
What?
There's no cut and dries. Whether it's rural or in, you know, in the other areas that are developed, it doesn't make any difference.
We're only talking about the county.
I understand.
Right.
I do understand.
Unincorporated areas, right?
It's still the development district and some of those things that we're not talking about the towns, but the towns have to adopt their own wellhead protection.
Correct.
If I'm not mistaken, is that correct?
I believe.
And there's only a few that have done that.
Some are in the process of doing that now.
But what's the argument then, Mr. Jones, on going, say, when we look at these numbers of 100 feet to 150 feet? What's the argument why we wouldn't increase it?
I don't see why you should. I mean, because it seems like 100 foot is what everybody's doing. If you look at, I think we're going to have one public utility come in and actually ask for 150 feet. Of all those that have asked for conditional uses, most of them are all.
Because right now there's nothing guiding them. I'm just saying, what would be the argument not to go to 150 feet if it provides better protection?
I personally think, you know, it doesn't need it. I think 100 feet is certainly.
Here's my problem is when people like ourselves say it's your personal feeling. I'm trying to find out, you know, how did you base all this information to come to that conclusion?
Where did you
glean all this expertise?
I didn't.
Well, see, I don't either. I don't have any either.
But what makes you think you think our 50 feet?
I don't think our committee had any real expertise in these areas. And then we get the guys who have the expertise, and then our consultant who was supposedly helping, I guess got frustrated and just stopped attending. But
we did have some expertise on the committee, right?
Right. We hired a consultant.
Wayne Baker had a 4-year degree.
In what?
This geology, this water stuff.
I will Baker. Say that some of the committee members, Mr. Cole, did have more than an average knowledge of this, like you or I would.
Right. Okay.
Some of these people are, I don't know if we can call them experts or specialists, but have much more exposure to wells of this size and how they work and the maintenance of the wells and so forth. So I didn't want you to think that the committee was people that were just rounded up that never had any exposure to this. There was one gentleman on the committee who has a degree in this science. There were other people on the committee who work in the development industry that have some experience and knowledge of how these types of water sources are managed. So it wasn't just an ad hoc committee of school teachers that got together.
Right.
And you had some farmers who have irrigation wells.
Right, right. There were a number of different interests. There was one person on the committee who was very much an urbanite that lives in a densely populated area and has relied on public drinking wells probably all her life and represented that group of constituents. Mm-hmm. And if you look at the whole county, the committee was a fairly good, in my opinion, a fairly good cross section of our population.
Okay, so I'm getting the feeling that then the 100-foot radius, most of the people here on this council and
other, and on that committee, felt that the 100-foot was okay?
Well, the committee felt that the 100-foot...
Yellow, those highlighted yellow?
I can assure you, they went over those numbers extensively.
Okay, and on a 20-foot, on the safe zone, that's, again, they're recommending 150, we recommended 20. Somewhere seems that the 100 to 150 doesn't seem such a
right.
So extreme of a difference, but this does a kind of, it seems shocking if most people read that, say 20 feet versus 150 feet.
Many of the discussions that battered around the committee were that a well this size servicing a facility of this size could be a gas station, as an example. It has a well out back, and perhaps the well is close to the back of the building.
Right.
And in a commercial application like that, how could you allow 150 feet on a piece of commercial property to service, such as a gas station or a dry cleaner?
Well, the 150 radius could affect a neighboring property owner.
That's true.
Yeah. And that's true. Right.
That's true.
There's a provision at the end here on page 8 that says non-conforming uses already existing can continue, so you're not going to disturb
any of those. Right. I figured that.
Yeah, Denrek did share some concern with us about the fact that wells that are already existing would be exempt from this ordinance. They felt that they should be included. And the argument was that many of them couldn't be included and comply. They'd have to be grandfathered anyway,
right,
because of their proximity to the facility they're serving.
And most of Coastal Highway, Route 1, is all basically serviced by Central Water right nowadays, right?
I'm not sure.
Isn't it, pretty much?
I think Tidewater takes care of a large percentage.
Both sides
of it,
pretty much.
Up to 88. Yeah, north of Lewis.
Well, I know you've got some businesses right here in Georgetown along 113 that are on wells, businesses that are on wells.
Still on wells?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
We heard about that in the discussions of this committee.
So if this was adopted and we increased, say, the 1D, where it's asking for 20 feet, and we increased that, that would only be for new applications. So if a new application came in front of us, they would have to, then part of their testimony would be that they've established some safe zone or they've cooperated with a neighbor by...
The purpose for this ordinance, Mr. Cole, is to give Sussex County land use regulations that would be for the lands over these wells or the recharge areas. It'll become land use regulation, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a provision in here that if someone wants to get a variance, they think the condition is too strict, they could go to the County Board of Adjustment to do that.
So if we on D, I mean, D seems extremely, if it's important to, you know, have a safe zone, and 20 feet doesn't seem too much, provide much safety. I mean, anybody would, I think, acknowledge that pretty much. 150 might be too extreme in this area, but...
Mr. Rambo, what would
make that a...
You were giving percentages of the area protected.
Yes.
And the 20-foot, what would be the percentage?
The 20-foot percentage is, let's see, 2% of the wellhead protection area is protected.
And what percentage of the wellhead protection area would be protected with 150 feet?
150-foot would be 100%. 100-foot is 44%.
And the 20 was what again?
2%.
2%.
2%.
Right. I don't know. I can live with, I guess, the others right now, see if we can adopt them, see what happens with them on the 100-foot limits. But the 20-foot limit, I think we ought to try to address that. And then, like Mr. Griffin said, there's a, variances can be requested. And
the other point you were addressing, I believe, was on page 4. 89.6b, where it talks about Delaware professional geologist, hydrologist, or engineer.
Yes.
Registered with the state of Delaware. Were you recommending that we just take out the word engineer so it would refer only?
Well, we just wanted clarification that, and I believe it has been found out that to some extent, engineers can determine whether a well is unconfined or confined.
Okay.
So we don't have any issues with that statement now. Okay.
So that's within their area of permissible expertise?
Yes.
Okay.
The engineer lobby got on you, did they?
No, we approached them to find out if
course they want to be in it. They wanted to get a piece of the action, too.
They're worried about the professional technical review board.
Yeah, they wanted.
So Denrec's changes were just changing the three distances?
Yes.
Okay. This course hadn't been introduced yet, gentlemen. If you, I guess your options would be to introduce it as it is or revise it and then introduce it later.
Are there any committee members here?
Mr. Kramer's here. He was on the committee.
Good choice. Way to go.
No.
Did anybody ask him, Dan?
Yes.
Ask him what his opinion on 20 foot.
Can you answer?
My name is Dan Kramer. Go ahead.
Can you clear up any of this confusion?
On the 20 foot one mainly.
Right. Why is the 20 foot put in there? First of all, if you've got 1 acre of land, what are you going to build on 150 feet? Not possible. You couldn't put up a dog pen, much less anything else. So how's that going to help anybody? That means you're going to have 2 acres or more in order to build anything. And right now, what's the law say? Right now, you can build and put a well down within 20 feet of a building, can't you? So what's the difference between today, tomorrow, or yesterday?
Are there any other issues that have been discussed that you think need clarifying from the committee's perspective?
I brought up here this morning.
But I didn't hear all of what was brought up. You were saying
changing the 200 foot to 150 on the.
Say that again.
They're changing the 150 to 100.
I'm sorry.
Who did? We did.
The committee. The committee did not adopt. Denrec recommended 150 feet protection
right.
area.
Well, and we said 100 feet, right?
Right. Correct.
Actually, we wanted it less, but we couldn't get that done.
But the consensus of the committee was 100 feet.
Well,
right.
I'll put it this way. We were told, well, we can't change it because the way it was brought back to us, we were only supposed to change certain things, so therefore that issue wasn't even discussed. So if that's a true, real, actual true figure, I'm not so sure about that.
It was discussed.
But anyhow, regardless, that one itself, there again, they want to enforce something they don't even have. They want to put in their thing. What good did the committee do if you're going to change it all around? And so we wasted all that time.
No, I don't think anybody's suggesting that, Mr. Kramer. I think
you are if you are going to put it that well, 20, the 20 to 60 or the 100.
Of course, when the council appoints a committee, the council wants the benefit of the committee's opinion, but council can
still change it. I understand. But you can't introduce this the way it is and then change to 60 or 50 after the fact.
Well, my recommendation, if you're going to increase the distance, is to get it rewritten before it's introduced.
Right.
Absolutely.
So you're not going for more restrictive requirements?
Yeah, introduce it.
Okay. So with that said, we should wait a week.
All right. You want to wait for Mr. Dukes to come back, or somebody want to introduce it? So,
maybe two things. You let him.
I would think if you're going to make changes, you need to tell me what you want to change so
absolutely.
I can get the ordinance the way you want it before you introduce it.
There's no sense feeding the newspapers.
Well, why don't we just discuss the 20 feet? That seems to be, gentlemen, what do you think about the 20 feet? Should we increase it or should we? If we increase it, we can always make it less, Jim, later on at the public hearing. Or
you could.
Right? It's like any other time, put in a number. If we leave it as is, we can't increase it.
If you put these numbers at the maximum, you can change them after the public hearing as long as you're coming down.
It's more difficult to go up. Okay, so my only suggestion is at 20 feet, why don't we just change that for the sake of giving us the flexibility? Because if we come up and find out that we need to do that, we should have the ability to do it.
Now, what's your opinion as to what it should be changed to?
Well, why don't we just make everything 100 feet? Just put it. Well, no, we can always come back. I don't know. What do you want? 50 feet. It may end up. But 20 feet seems a little. Only new stuff. Remember, everything existing, gentlemen, is grandfathered. So let's not worry about that.
We're not introducing it today anyway. Let's just let the president read it, and then we can discuss it, and then get back to him to change it for me.
Well, I can certainly ask: Does anybody want to change the ordinance today from the 20 foot to the 100 foot?
Well, if we're only discussing it.
We're discussing it. Yeah, that's for discussion. And if it's not, then.
Well, we've discussed it enough. I think we batted around the numbers. So
okay.
Why don't we just forget the discussion? And I mean, is there any direction we want to give Mr. or do we want to wait till Mr. Dukes comes back? But then he hasn't been party to this discussion, so we got to like start basically over again, do this again?
He can certainly read the minutes.
Mr. Godwin can sit with him and tell him.
Yeah.
One of the concerns that Mr. Godwin brought up originally is the state goal to have this passed by December 31st. And
they'd
I think our last meeting,
the state law says that the county is to adopt the ordinance by the end of 2007.
And you got to advertise it after it's introduced.
And then have a public hearing, which would be like 3 weeks, last meeting.
You can come back
December 18th.
You can change features in January or February, but the law does require us to pass something by the end of the year.
Why don't we just plug in a number, and Mr. Dukes can still review it, and we can discuss the number later on, because we can bring it back down when we have the hearing.
In order to make the public hearing be on December 18th, when would this have to be introduced in order to give time to advertise it, Mr. Baker?
Probably today.
3 weeks.
Today.
3 weeks.
This is it.
So your options are to introduce it as it is, if you want to meet that deadline and get it done before the end of the year, or to adjust that one figure, as Mr. Cole suggested, with the idea that you could bring that down if you wanted at the hearing, after the hearing.
How do you say, why don't we split the difference at 75, and then it gives us... They're asking for 150.
That's a good try, though.
They're asking for 150.
You're going up to 150.
Just cut it in half. I'm just saying what the high end was 150.
I thought we were talking 20.
Low end's 20. So if you start from zero, if we put 75, you can leave it at 75, you can go to 50, you can leave it at 20.
What's your pleasure, gentlemen?
My pleasure is I think we ought to have the ability to have some flexibility, have some genuine conversation about this, and not just address the 20 feet, because that does seem extremely inappropriate to protect drinking water, which is going to be the most important thing as we develop this county.
Mr. Phillips, opinion?
I think unless we're going to wait for Mr. Dukes, we should either introduce it as it's been presented or wait.
Okay. Mr. Rogers?
I don't think we'll wait for Mr. Dukes to read it.
Then you're not going to make the...
We're not going to make the deadline. We got it.
Are they going to close this down or what?
state law said we're supposed to do it by the end of the year.
But it could be... The only problem I would think you might run into if you don't get it passed in time, according to the law, is that citizens from this county might have problems obtaining well drilling permits while we're out of compliance. So if somebody goes to DENREC January 10th and says, I need a permit to drop a well for a new subdivision, they might say, whoop, your county doesn't have the required ordinance in place, we can't give you a permit. That won't
happen. You have the ability to leave it at 20, just put in a larger number.
Opportunity for public hearing after December the 18th would be January the 8th, is that correct?
That's correct.
Right.
Yes.
That's our last meeting.
No, that's the first meeting.
So if you wait...
18th is the last of this year.
Right.
I'll make a motion that we plug in 60 feet. There you go, guys. And just then you can... Whatever. I can't understand the reluctance to put in a number that you can reduce. I don't get it. What's the fear? What you scared of?
I'm not scared.
And put in a larger number than we can read.
Thank you.
Right.
You made a motion.
Right.
Is there a second on the motion?
I did.
Yeah.
Okay. It's been moved and second that we changed the 20 foot to 60. Is that what you ended up with, Mr. Pope?
I don't know. 75. It was like, you know.
You made the motion 60.
Yeah, I go with 60. I'm just trying to get something moved.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Phillips.
No.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers. My vote's no. Okay.
See? Does.
I introduce it. Can I introduce the ordinance that's been presented? And this is the recommendation of the committee.
Yes.
Okay. That's done.
Introduced.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming down, sir.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.